It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Monday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by the new True Choice offer. If you buy Pioneer brand seed, you earn Corteva cash. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up.
Sure Start 2, Culex, Durango DMA, Classic.
More than 100 crop protection products.
Enserve. Ever Pre-X.
That's what's available to you through the all-new True Choice offer from Corteva AgriScience, the agriculture division of Dow DuPont.
Approach Prima, Sonic.
It's an offer simpler than saying all these names in 60 seconds.
Trivance, Realm Q.
Just buy Pioneer brand seed and Corteva cash is immediately put into your True Choice account at your crop protection retailer. No waiting, no rebate. Then you can put that Corteva cash towards more than 100 crop protection herbicides, insecticides, fungicides, and stabilizers. And as you can hear, there are a lot of options for you.
Open Sky, Elevore.
With True Choice, the only hard part is figuring out which of these products you want.
Perfect Match, Resicor, Instinct.
Ask your local Pioneer sales representative or your crop protection retailer about True Choice. New, simple, now.
Bruce is its name. The Weather Channel named this big snowstorm Bruce. Blizzard conditions stretched up through the heartland from Kansas City to Chicago. It isn't just the snow. Those winds have been a big part of the story, with gusts in Chicago this morning peaking at about 50 miles an hour. In Mendota, Illinois, an off-duty National Weather Service forecaster reported last night 2 inches of snow in just 40 minutes. In Quincy, Illinois, a snowplow caught fire while its operator did his work last night. Interstates have been closed in parts of the region and hundreds of flights canceled, of course, just as many were heading back from the Thanksgiving weekend. From This Week in Agribusiness, the newspaper in Minneapolis is giving attention to farm bankruptcy filings and the fact that bankers are reporting more financial stress on the farming enterprises in that Minneapolis Federal Reserve Bank district. Especially pressured are the dairy operations. The paper points out the number of licensed dairies in Wisconsin has fallen 13% from 2016 through October of this year, as some 1,200 dairy operations left the business in the state during that period. A man in Mason County, Michigan, was killed this weekend from an accident involving an all-terrain vehicle. The 43-year-old was found lying on a county road. Police say he wasn't wearing a helmet when his new Polaris struck a deer yesterday morning. Back on the snow, as an emergency room doctor friend reminded me in a text early this morning, this snow from Blizzard Bruce is a wet and heavy snow. Folks with a history of heart problems shouldn't be out shoveling it. And the doctor predicted he'll be seeing folks brought into the E-room for heart attacks. And this snow is the kind to clog up the snow blowers. People have a tendency to reach into the snout to unclog it. Don't do that. Hand injuries are among those that rise during a storm like this one. A Class Act Award this morning goes to the Appleton, Wisconsin firefighter who hopped off the truck in Appleton's Christmas parade last week to propose to his girlfriend, who was watching the parade with her family along the route. Now there's word some of the other Appleton firefighters aren't happy. They say he showed them up by doing that. That's the Morning Midwest Digest, brought to you with a new True Choice offer by Pioneer Brand Seed and earn Corteva Cash. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.